Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Wake up every morning with a smile on my face, everything in its place as it should be. I start out every morning just as free as the breeze, my cares upon the shelf, because I find myself with no strings and no connections, no ties to my affections. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. No dates that can't be broken, no words that can't be spoken, especially when I am feeling romancy. Like a robin upon a tree, like a sailor that goes to sea, like an unwritten melody, I'm free, that's me. So bring on the big attraction, my decks are cleared for action. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. Diddy-a-doo-ya-boo-ba-doo-ba-doo-dee-dee-da. Diddy-a-doo-ba-dee-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-da. Like a robin upon a tree, like a sailor that goes to sea, like an unwritten melody, I'm free, that's me. So bring on the big attraction, my decks are cleared for action. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy.
Ella Fitzgerald from 1958 with a song from her Irving Berlin songbooks, written, of course, by Irving Berlin. No strings, I'm fancy free. And she was accompanied by the orchestra of Paul Weston. We've got more lovely voices today, along with some fine musicians. And we're going to go now to the voice of Vic Damone, one of the great male vocalists of the 20th century. A beautiful, rich voice that could be quite powerful and very tender, frequently in the same song. We're going to hear him as well from 1958, from an album he made then called Closer Than a Kiss. And the song he'll be bringing us was written by Axel Stordahl, Paul Weston, and Sammy Kahn, and it's called Day by Day. Then back to 1944, to a young singer called Ginny Sims, perhaps not a household name to modern audiences, but she was very popular back then and made a number of recordings in the 40s and 50s and onward. We will hear her with one written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein for the great stage musical, the groundbreaking stage musical, Showboat, in 1927. The song is Can't Help Loving That Man, and that'll be Ginny Sims from 1944. And going back a little further to 1939, perhaps one of the most famous voices of the 20th century, and one that's frequently on this show, belonged, of course, to Bing Crosby. What a gorgeous voice he had, and what a fabulous career. We'll hear him with a song written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Monaco, and it's called On the Sentimental Side, and that's from 1939. And that'll be Mr. Crosby. And we'll start with Vic Damone, Day by Day.
I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
Loving that man of mine.
I know can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. Without him, ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Even though I've been denied, I'm inclined to be a little on the sentimental side. I suppose I should forget you if I had an ounce of pride. But I guess I can't help being on the sentimental side. I should act gay, laugh it off and say farewell, say it just didn't wear well. But I'm not that way. I'm in hope you'll think it over and perhaps be satisfied with a simple sort of person on the sentimental side. Act gay, laugh it off and say farewell, say it just didn't wear well. But I'm not that way. I'm in hope you think it over and perhaps be satisfied with a simple sort of person on the sentimental side.
Proudly listener supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We've just been listening to Bing Crosby from 1939, On the Sentimental Side, written by Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke. Before that, we heard Ginny Simms with Can't Help Loving That Man from 1944, song written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, which was introduced actually by Helen Morgan in the stage musical show Showboat from 1927. And we started out with Vic Damone and Day by Day from 1958. Well, our next set has a rather unusual theme. It's a bit of a mini feature, and all three of our lead musicians were christened James and became known as Jimmy. So we have a couple of small groups and a large orchestra to bring to you. We're going to go first to the orchestra led by Jimmy Lunsford, a very fine orchestra, in the 1930s and later on as well. Some very fine musicians, and they are going to bring us a number written by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn, which is I'll See You in My Dreams. And we'll also have a vocal on this one, provided by clarinetist Dan Grissom, who'll also be bringing us the lyrics to that delightful song. Following Jimmy Lunsford's band, we will then go to a small group, actually, two small groups, and both recordings are taken from a very fine set called the Columbia Condon. That's Eddie Condon Mob Sessions. Now, Eddie Condon, of course, was a guitarist and a great jazz entrepreneur, and he organized so many sessions for the independent labels and also had a nightclub. And terrific contribution to music, as well as playing the guitar. And he's on joining us on one of these. It'll be 1957, and we'll hear from the first group, Jimmy McPartland, very lively cornetist and trumpeter. And he's joined by a group which includes Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Cutty Cutchall on trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, tenor sax from Bud Freeman, Gene Schroeder on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Cliff Lehman on drums. And Jimmy and his friends will bring us a tune written by Billy Higgins and Benton Overstreet. I think you might have heard this before. There'll Be Some Changes Made. And then back to 1949, to a band leader who was enormously popular at the time, one of the two Dorsey brothers, and this will be Jimmy. Well, his band took off, his big band, that is, took off in the 1940s, and he became one of the most popular band leader around for quite a while. But he loved playing with smaller groups, and we'll hear him with one of them from 1949. It's called Jimmy Dorsey and his original Dorseyland Band. Jimmy, of course, had his roots in early jazz and Dixieland. Jimmy on clarinet and alto sax, Charlie Teagarden on trumpet, Cutty Cutchall again on trombone, Frank Maines on tenor sax, Dick Carey piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Bill Lolata on bass, and the wonderful Ray Baduc on drums. And they will bring us the jazz standard, Panama. So three Jimmys, and our first one will be Jimmy Lunsford and his band, I'll See You in My Dreams. Thank you.
see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm. Lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine. They will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dreams. Thank you.
From the Three Jimmies, or three of the Jimmies. There were a lot of Jimmies around in the earlier part of the 20th century. And we heard Jimmy Lunsford with his big band and I'll See You in My Dreams, from 1937. Jimmy McPartland, married, of course, to Marion McPartland, who is a great jazz pianist. Jimmy was a dab hand, you can call it that, on the cornet and also the trumpet. He and his friends brought us There'll Be Some Changes Made, and that was from 1957. And we just heard from Jimmy Dorsey and his original Dorseyland Band with a song, jazz standard, called Panama, written by Mr. Tars and Mr. Sigman. And both of those, the last two recordings, were made for the Columbia label and organized by guitarist Eddie Condon. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to a selection of musicians and singers from the 1930s through to the 1960. Well, we're going to carry on with our list today, and got three very notable artists coming up. Well, they're all notable this morning, but our next group is a band, a big band, led by, I think, one of the best around at the time and afterwards, and the time being 1938, and it was led by Count Basie. In his own right, a fabulous jazz pianist, and he had some marvelous talent with his band, and they hung around, which is always a good sign of how good a band is. Folks like Lester Young and Buck Clayton and Eddie Durham. And the song they're going to, the band is going to bring us this morning, was written by the Count himself along with Eddie Durham. And I haven't heard it before. They recorded it in 1938, and I don't really know what this the origin of this song is or the title. Your guess is as good as mine, because it's called Every Tub. Then we'll go to 1945, to the gorgeous tones of Doris Day. It's one of her earlier numbers, so she's singing with the Les Brown Band at the moment. It's because she had such a long and brilliant career, it's sometimes easy to forget that Doris started out as one of the great jazz singers of the 1940s. And we will hear that this morning from 1945 with a number written by Vic Mizzi and Man Curtis called My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And then to 1947, to another very famous voice, and this one belongs to Frank Sinatra. Well into his solo career, he's recording for Columbia and working a great deal with conductor and arranger Axel Stordahl. Well, they're going to bring us a song written by Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington, and the song is called The Nearness of You, and that'll be brought to us by Frank Sinatra. And we'll start with Count Basie and Every Tub. Thank you.
smiled at me in a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Oh, maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeam shines. My dreams are getting better all the time.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel the nearness of you.
Just a beautiful interpretation of that lovely standard written by Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington. And that was Frank Sinatra from the 1940s, 1947 to be precise. And some lovely orchestration there by conductor and arranger Axel Stordahl. Before that, a young Doris Day brought us the tune My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. And we started out with the Count Basie Orchestra and a song entitled Every Tub. And as I said, I don't know what that means. I'm sure it meant something to the band. It was written by Count Basie and Eddie Durham themselves, and they recorded it in 1938, one of the greatest of the big bands around in the 1930s and, of course, in the succeeding decades.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we've had a mixture of singers and big bands and smaller groups. And we're going to carry on with that for our remaining recordings for the day. We'll go to 1935 for our next song, to a trio that was just starting out at the time and went on to become one of the greatest of the small groups, and that was a trio led by Benny Goodman, featuring his clarinet, the piano of Teddy Wilson, and the drums of Gene Krupa. They're going to bring us a number written by Jerome Kern, Otto Harbach, and Oscar Hammerstein, called simply, Who? And it was featured, by the way, in the musical Sonny, which opened on Broadway in 1925. Then to 1950, to a song written by Frank Lesser with Louis Alter, called Dolores. This has been recorded by many, and we will hear it from 1950, recorded by crooner Tony Martin. Thank you.
kisses of Dolores. I, Dolores. Not Marie or Emily or Doris. Only my Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws. I would die to be with my Dolores. I, Dolores. I was made to serenade Dolores, chorus after chorus. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine. I, Dolores. Only my die to be with my Dolores. I, Dolores. I was made to serenade Dolores, chorus after chorus. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine.
And we're going to hear from my favorite artist. She's called Kay Starr. Kay was very comfortable right across the music spectrum, and she could do jazz and rock and country, and she could do mainstream. Well, we're going to hear her with a very popular jazz number. It was also written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf. Kay is going to bring us the song Ain't Misbehaving, and I believe this is from 1947.
Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love, through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I'm like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kiss is there. Go. I'm home about 8, me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Thank you.
are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. Please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And our final song for the day is brought to you by the delightful voice of Helen Humes. A very fine purveyor of jazz and mainstream standards. She worked with the Harry James Orchestra and also with the Count Basie outfit. We're going to hear her from 1960. So off on her own and her solo career at this point. The song is written by Arthur Johnson with lyrics by Sam Coslow. And it's called My Old Flame. And that'll be Helen Humes.
My old flame, I can't even think of his name, but it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my same until I discover what became of my old flame. Be the same until I discover what became of my